Hey, good morning. It's 8:22. We have got clouds, some light rain showing up on radar here, and 52 degrees. You know, every time Judy Hardy stops in here, I always get hungry. Really, really hungry. Sitting in for Tom and Kathy this morning. Judy, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm anxious to tell you what's going on.
You have authored cookbooks. Actually, you've got 10 books out.
I have 10 books out. They're all at the Zoo gift shop. And two of them are cookbooks. And last year we did a cooking class, and that had great reviews. The kids loved it. They had a good time. And so we're doing it again this year. And last year they made ribs. And I have to tell you, there were no ribs left. Each kid got a half a rack. In my class, each kid has their own cooking station.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time they're going to learn how to read the cookbook, number one.
Okay.
And make sure they have all their ingredients out. And then we're going to start. So they're making Hawaiian pulled pork. And this is for the ages of 12 and up. And no walk-ins. We have room for 8 students, and we can't take any more than that because I won't have supplies.
Sure.
I'm supplying for 8.
So that's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff.
Okay.
Also, there's a cutoff date, June 13th. Saturday the 15th at 10 o'clock, they will be at the community center.
Okay.
So a little different than the shelter from last year. So just make a note of that, parents. And we're going to have a good time, and they're going to be bringing home your evening meal. Now, they have to bring a crock pot, and then they're going to take it home, set it, and leave it. You don't want to peek into a crock pot. You want to know why?
Why?
Or an oven. Because it's going to take 15 more minutes on your clock for that to get done.
See, that's why you're the expert.
Yeah,
and I can't cook to save myself.
That's how much escapes.
Okay.
So you just... Crockpots are great. Set it, forget it.
Just leave it.
Yeah, I do this. I worked at Imation.
Mm-hmm.
I put a roast in the morning, a frozen roast in the morning, and when I leave. And I had to be to work at 7 o'clock. Put it on low, and I come home, and it was like I had a chef. It was all done. It had nice juice and gravy. And that's the other thing about this recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have the juice because it's having pineapple
in
it. And roast is dry. I mean, pork roast is dry. It doesn't have enough
typically
fat.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah. This, I had a garden party, and I made too much, and people said, well, if you got too much, I'll take it home, and I can take it to lunch tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, good.
Plenty of
leftovers that time. But the first time I made it, there weren't. And so I'm excited about this because, and if you want to treat it like a burger, you can put pickles on it if you want. You can put cheese on it, but it is really good.
Tell us about the desserts here. You handed me a slip with a dessert on it. Tell me about this.
It's a poke cake, and it's not in the book, so I'm just giving the kids a sleeve, and they can take it home, and that sleeve is made to go into a binder. So I'm probably going to be doing this off and on. I did it last year for the small kids because I found a better process for those spooky fingers that they were making.
Sure, right,
and
I remember that.
And I sent it home with the parents, and I said, there's a reason for this. My granddaughter... I had a 13th birthday, and this is when I made them. She's now 27.
Oh, wow.
So that's how old that recipe
is.
And I haven't done it for a while, but I put it in the book. So I found an easier way for the 6th to 11th grade. So anyway, and the poke cake is like a strawberry shortcake, but easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a box cake. And they're going to make the cake, and then they got strawberry jello. They're going to mix that up according to the directions, pour it over there. We're going to put it in a chiller or refrigerator, and then they're going to put Cool Whip over and slice strawberries on top for each piece.
How much fun is this for the kids? I mean, they must just be ecstatic while they're doing this.
They are. And, you know, I do show them what it's going to look like. So I will have a roast already done. Okay, but it's not going to be shredded.
Mm-hmm.
So before they leave, I'm going to teach them what they have to do before they serve this.
And you said there's a trick to that.
There is a trick to that. So, I'm going to cut these, and they're each going to get a chunk and two forks. and the forks is what shred. Now, the beauty part of shredding, you can shred it until it's real fine, or you can have bigger chunks if you like a bigger bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up to them. And I tell them, this is up to them. There's things that are just going to be up to them. So
wow,
they're making their own stuff. And if they like it, great. I think this is, everybody needs to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they learn as a child or carried through grown up, they're never going to starve.
True. And it's a great art form. I mean, you're teaching. I mean, you know, when they say culinary arts, this is really this really defines that. Correct?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. Yep. And again, the cap off, folks, is at 8, right?
Cap off is at 8. What do you mean?
For the amount of people that you're going
to. Oh, yeah, 8. Yeah. Yep. And the deadline to get on the register here is the 13th.
Okay.
So I give myself a couple of days, so if I have to buy more supplies or something like that. But we can't handle more than 8. I have two wonderful workers, my daughter, Summer Chandler, and then we have Jesse Hardy. And they are. So these kids are getting attention. It's
mm-hmm.
not just me. We want to make sure that they're all learning, and if they need help or
they're all
anything.
Getting help, sure.
So that's my group, and they're willing to do it, and we all have fun, actually.
Judy, how do people get signed up? They're listening to this, and it's like, yeah, I want my child involved in this. How do they,
well,
how do they get signed up?
There's flyers out there, and I was hoping Kathy would handle this, but I would just call the zoo.
Okay.
We have the phone number on the flyers, and they'll get directed from that point and sign up. So,
fantastic. So just
anyway,
give the zoo a call and
just give
go
the
from
zoo
there.
A call, because I'm not on that end of it.
All right.
You know, so.
Judy, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. I think you're going to have a great turnout to this, and thanks for making us all hungry this morning.
You're welcome.
Good
I was going to bring you some cookies, but I didn't have time to bake.
That's not a problem. Judy Hardy in talking cooking today. And what's cooking with Judy? We might just end up with a whole new segment going on here. It's 8:29. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Got a mostly cloudy sky, some showers showing up on radar in the area, 55 degrees. Thursday, May 23rd, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Final two suspects wanted in a brutal downtown Fargo assault last month have been arrested. Fargo police spokesperson says 26-year-old Esqueo Hernandez of Moorhead was arrested for robbery, aggravated assault, and accomplice to aggravated assault. 48-year-old John Hernandez of Moorhead was arrested for aggravated assault, accomplice to aggravated assault, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Investigators have been looking for the men since the April 6 beatings that left Sam Mapakula with broken bones in his face and a titanium plate in his forehead. Pakula and another man were beaten in the early morning hours after trying to break up a fight in the 600 block of NP Avenue. Esqueo Hernandez has been charged for causing serious bodily injury to both Pakula and the other victim. He's also charged with causing another person to assault the men and robbing one of the victims. Three other men and a woman were previously arrested and charged for their alleged roles in the beatings. A new state office is being established to promote and support Minnesota's film and television production industry. It will be known as Explore Minnesota Film, created under the Minnesota Department of Economic Development's Explore Minnesota Tourism Agency. Explore Minnesota Film will replace Minnesota Film and TV, a longtime nonprofit organization that is the only one of its kind in the nation performing the duties of a state film commission instead of an official government office. Representative Liv Lee, author of the bill in the Minnesota House, says the new office will position Minnesota as a leader in the film industry. Minnesota Film and TV, founded in 1983, will dissolve as the new state agency takes over. Lifetime of the transition has not yet been finalized. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications' fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
National Weather Service reported a tornado sighting in southeastern Minnesota for the second consecutive day. Weather Service office in La Crosse, Wisconsin confirmed the tornado sighting in Rolling Stone, about 9 miles west of Winona Tuesday, shortly after 6 p.m. On Monday, a tornado was spotted near Hayfield, a community about 25 miles southwest of Rochester. Severe storms affected Minnesota's electric grid south of the Twin Cities, with utilities reporting thousands of customers without power on Tuesday night. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, when you need it, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. Well, south of I-94, we have a few sprinkles from Detroit Lakes to Bismarck. North of Highway 200, we have some light rain. Temperatures start mostly in the low 50s, although in the rain-cooled air up in the northeast corner of North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, some 40s. This is going to be a weather day. These morning sprinkles are not the main event to come later today. We've got some heavy rain, some severe weather possible anywhere in our area this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow morning, even into tomorrow night. Later this afternoon into the overnight, rain and thunderstorms will start to develop from south central North Dakota, south of Bismarck, along a line north of Wahpeton to around the Fargo-Moorhead area. At this point anyway, that's how it looks, and the rain and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall, some with severe weather, wind, hail, lingering into the overnight. Low tomorrow morning about 50, high tomorrow in the 50s as the wind turns to the northwest. So that cold front will squeeze out the last of the rain tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into Saturday. But then Saturday afternoon high in the 60s, Sunday in the upper 60s, mostly sunny and dry. Monday, showers in the afternoon so that you can go to the cemetery in the morning. We've got your forecast right after this.
North Dakota Farmers Union.
You can tell a lot in a name. Take the word farmers and the word union. Now, separately, they define those who till the land and a united, unbroken bond. Put them together and you've got a strong group of like-minded individuals advocating for family farm and ranch agriculture. That's Farmers Union. For 97 years, we've been front and center, advocating for families on the land. If you farm a ranch in our state, chances are your story is our story. Join us at ndfu.org.
Thursday forecast, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s to low 70s. But a few rain showers lingering into the midday. Late afternoon into the nighttime, rain and thunderstorms, some strong to severe, areas of heavy rain, 1 to 2 inches possible, some hail and wind also possible. Wind east-northeast 10 to 20, gusting 25 today and tonight. Low tomorrow morning about 50, high tomorrow in the 50s. Showers and a possible thunderstorm pushing east into Minnesota tomorrow. Either Friday morning or Saturday morning, we'll get down into the 30s for lows, depending on where the sky clears off. Could be Friday morning, northeast North Dakota. Saturday morning, anywhere. Saturday, partly sunny, high in the 60s. Sunday, partly sunny, high in the 60s, but no rain expected Sunday. In the 70s, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, and then Thursday, Friday, rain. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Turner Blothis hanging out with you fantastic listeners from 10 to 2 every weekday on AM 1450 KBMW. And you can catch me every weekend from 12 to 6 on B92.7 FM.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Coming back here on a Thursday, May 23rd. Good to have you on board. 55 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Got Point of Law happening here in just a couple of minutes at 8:45. Other side of that, got Thrifty White birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Call and email names to us. Call 642-8747. That's our office line. Email at studio at kbmwnews.com. Do it right away. That way those names will make the air at 8:50. Hey, did you know this? National Lucky Penny Day. So it's possible that you will come across a lucky penny on the ground, which half of America wouldn't even bother picking up. Okay, this comes to us from YouGov, by the way. New poll asked people, what's the smallest value single coin that you would stop and pick up on the street? 50% of people say they're not above picking up a penny, which shouldn't be real shocking. Another recent poll from a few days ago showed 13% of men would grab a penny from a urinal. Ugh. 11% of people would pass up a penny but would pick up a nickel. 6% would do it for a dime. 13% would stop for a quarter. And another 3% said that it would have to be larger than a quarter. Well, we're talking coins only. So these people would have to come across like a rare half dollar or dollar coin. 10% said they would not pick up any coin on the street. As for picking up a penny, there's a huge difference based on the person's age. Here we go. 68% of people 65 and older said, yes, we would pick up a penny, compared to just 27% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 19. That may have less to do with the value and more to do with younger people being more invested in, well, digital currency. They're less likely than older folks to carry cash, especially spare change. Again, this comes to us from YouGov. All right, let's get back to the music. Enough of this coin talk. John Bon Jovi, Jennifer Nettles, Who Says You Can't Go Home and Pick Up Pennies? It's the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 K.